Greetings from upstate New York. Welcome to the Pastor Duke Podcast. I'm so glad to join you today on this, my final part of the journey, podcasting, getting the Word of God into the hearts of people. But today we're going to take a little diversion. We're going to rejoin Little Duke and his adventures. Little Duke got in a lot of trouble, but he always learned his lessons. Just heard a few days ago, my grandson, fourth grade, nearby local public grade school, used my podcast for their class, and everybody loved it, and it was a blessing, so maybe you can do that too. Anyway, let's go back in time. Little Duke and his brothers lived in the city, and then a wonderful thing happened to them. They moved out in the country, but it was more than that. Beside their house was a pond with a little beach and a lot of fish and a rowboat. There was a dock, and next to the dock was a little building. We called it the bait house because the previous owner sold night crawlers and minnows from the bait house. Well, there was a tree next to the bait house. Little Duke and his brother Doug liked to climb up the tree, get on the bait house, and Geronimo splashed down into the water. But something even more exciting than that, next to the pond was a creek. Little Duke and his brother Doug decided, we want to go on an adventure. We want to hike up that creek and see what's up in that neck of the woods. So Mama packed them a lunch. They got on their backpacks and they started hiking up the creek. Mama said, be careful. I don't want you boys coming home all muddy. So Little Duke and his brother Doug said, we'll behave, Mom. We won't get all muddy. They started hiking up the creek. You had to be careful not to slip on the slippery rocks. And they were catching crayfish. In Ohio, they call them crawdads. You have to be careful because those little things got pinchers and they can pinch you. So they were having lots of fun hiking up the creek. They went up quite a ways. There was a big high bank on the left. And Little Duke couldn't see over the bank. So he climbed up the bank. He couldn't believe what his eyes saw. In front of him was a big white farmhouse. Behind the farmhouse was a white barn. Around the barn was a pasture fenced in. In the middle of the pasture was a tree, and standing underneath that tree, are you ready, was a horse, a white horse with black spots. Little Duke couldn't believe it and yelled down to his brother, Doug, down in the creek, Doug, Doug, check it out, quick, there's a horse up here. Doug didn't believe a word Duke was saying. You're just lying to me, man. Don't lie to me. Duke said, I'm not lying, man. Check it out. So little Doug climbed up the bank. He couldn't believe what his eyes saw. Duke said, forget about this hike. Forget about the creek. We can do that some other day. Let's check out this horse situation. Doug said, that's a good idea. So they went up the bank across the yard. Now, inside that white farmhouse was a kid. The kid looked out the window. He saw two boys walking across the yard. The kid came outside to see who these guys were. His name was Bob. Bob said, hey, where'd you guys come from? And Duke and Doug said, we came from down the lane, down the creek. There's the big brick house on the right. Bob said, oh my goodness, that's great. I was hoping some boys would move in there. Bob said, do you like to build forts? Duke said, man, I love to build forts. Doug said, do you like to play with trucks and cars and stuff like that? And Bob said, I love that. And Duke said, is that your horse, man? Bob said, yep. Duke said, it must be so awesome to have a horse. Bob said, not really. Duke said, I can't believe it. Do you ride him? Bob said, nope. Well, you got a horse and don't ride it. What's wrong with you? Bob said, there's nothing wrong with me. It's the horse. His name is Spot. He's not broken. Now, Little Duke was a city boy. He'd only been out in the country now for about a week. And Little Duke was thinking, well, that's good. Your horse is not broken. And Bob said, no, that's not good. You don't understand what it means for a horse to be broken, do you? Duke said, well no, because I'm kind of like a new kid to the country, but I'd like to learn. And Bob said, you see, when a horse is broken, that means he's learned that you're not trying to hurt him when you ride him, that you're his friend. But a horse that's not broken, he hasn't figured that out. He gets scared. He thinks you're trying to hurt him. He gets mad. He'll kick. He'll buck. He'll spin. He'll knock you off and smush you in the mud. And Little Duke was listening, but he was so excited about, maybe I can ride a horse. This would be awesome. he really wasn't listening too good. And Duke said, can I ride your horse? And Bob said, I don't think anybody can ride that horse. But if you want to, you can try. Duke said, oh, thanks, man. Thanks. You're my new friend, man. Thank you so much. So they went out into the pasture. And little Duke was so excited. I'm going to ride a horse. And so he called for Spot. Hey, Spot, come here. Giddy up. Come on. Come on over here. And Spot just looked up at him. He did not come. Spot just looked over at them, and in horsey talk, Spot said, who's that crazy kid? Who does he think he is? I'm not coming over there. And little Duke got kind of sad, because how am I going to ride Spot if he won't even come over here? And little Duke got an idea. He had seen on TV that horses like to eat apples. And guess what little Duke has in his backpack? An apple. He was so excited. He said, okay, Doug, here's the plan. You stand underneath this little tree, hold up the apple. I'll climb up the little tree out on the branch, and you call for Spot. When he comes over to eat the apple, I'll jump down on his back and go for a ride. Doug said, I think you're crazy, man. Little Duke said, no, it'll be great. And Bob said, I wouldn't do it if I were you. But little Duke was going to do it anyway. So he went over to the tree, climbed up on the little branch about 5 feet high. He was waiting. He had a plan. Doug stood underneath the tree, held up the apple. Spot saw the apple. Spot loved apples. He came running up according to plan. Stood right underneath the branch according to plan. Started eating the apple. Doug got out of the way, and little Duke thought, here's my chance. He counted to three. Can you count to three with me, please? One, two, three, plop, right down on Spot's back. And Spot just stood there for a second. He took a deep horsey breath, and he said in horsey talk, it's that kid. He's so dumb. What's he doing? What think he's doing on me? Spot took another breath. He bent his legs out, and he jumped up in the air. Remember that branch? Duke got smushed between the branch and between the horse, and Spot took off running. He kicked, he bumped, he jumped, he spun, splash, right down in the mud. Little Duke got kicked off, and little Duke luckily did not get hurt, but little Duke was pretty mad. I want to ride Spot. And Duke said, Doug, get that apple out of your lunchbox. I need to borrow it. And Doug said, oh, no, you're not going to try that again, are you? Duke said, yes, I am. So they did it again. Doug stood underneath the tree with the apple. Duke climbed up the tree, got on the branch, and he waited. Doug held up the apple. Spot came under the branch just like before. He was standing there, and this time little Duke was so ready. I'm going to ride this horse if it's the last thing I ever do. Duke was ready. He counted to three. Can you help me, please? One, two, three. Pop, right down on Spot again. And little Duke held on handfuls of fur, wrapped his arm around his neck, wrapped his legs around the horse. And Spot just stood there for a second, and he said in horsey talk again, it's that stupid kid. Doesn't he ever learn his lesson? And Spot jumped again. Remember the branch? So did Duke this time. He ducked out of the way. Spot took off running. Duke was holding on. Spot jumped. He kicked. He bucked. He spun. He jumped. He cooked. He spun. And Duke was holding on. He jumped. He kicked. He spun again. Splat, right down in the mud again. Luckily, little Duke did not get hurt. But little Duke was mad, and he was all out of apples, and there was no way he was going to get to ride Spot. Well, little Duke did not like Spot. Spot did not like little Duke. So it wasn't a good relationship. Sometimes Duke would come up to the farm to bring an apple because he knew how much Spot liked apples. Little Duke would stand behind the fence, hold up the apple. Spot would see the apple, come running back to get a bite of the apple. And little Duke, at the last second, would pull the apple back, throw the apple, splash right in the creek. Here's the deal. No ride for little Duke. No apple for Spot. Well, when little Duke turned 10, he got a BB gun for his birthday. And I can't tell you the rest of that story, but I'll tell you one thing. Spot did not like BB guns. And so that's the bad news. Now, are you ready for the good news? Down the creek, down the lane, turn right on the highway, go up a quarter mile, on the right was another little farm. There were two girls who lived on the farm, Karen and Sue. It was Karen's birthday. Little Duke and Doug and the neighbor kids were invited out for the birthday party. They're playing games in the backyard. Karen's father came into the backyard and said, "Okay, birthday girl, Mom and Dad have a surprise for you. Close your eyes." Karen held her daddy's hand. He led her through the yard between the house and the garage out into the driveway. Little Duke and all the kids followed. Little Duke saw a red pickup truck. Behind the pickup truck was a trailer, the kind of trailer that you carry horses on. Little Duke couldn't believe it. She's not going to get a horse for her birthday, is she? Welcome to the country. And Karen's daddy said, "Okay, we're going to count to three. When I count to three, I want you to open your eyes, Karen. And it's a happy birthday from Mom and Dad. So all the kids count. Can you count with us, please? One, two, three." Karen opened her eyes. She couldn't believe what she saw. "Is it? I can't believe it. Is it really for her? Did I get a horse for my birthday? I'm so excited. I can't believe it." Dad said, "Yes, happy birthday. You got a horse." And so Karen went with her daddy, opened up the back, and out came a brown horse named Susie. It was awesome. And Karen said, "Dad, can I ride her? Can I ride her?" And her father said, "Of course you can." So Susie came off the trailer. Susie was broken. Now, she wasn't quite as big as Spot, and she wasn't quite as fast as Spot, but she was pretty, and she was broken. And Little Duke was watching. Her daddy put the saddle on and fixed it all up, put on the bridle, and it was all set. And Karen, it was time for her to ride her horse. And Duke's like, "Be careful, girlfriend. That thing's going to kick and buck, and you better be careful. You better hold on tight, girl." And Karen jumps up on the horse with her daddy's help, and Susie just stood there. She was broken. And Susie was awesome. Susie said in horsey talk, "Look at all the kids. I get to take all the kids for rides. I love these kids." And Karen said, "Giddy up." And Susie obeyed her, went for a little walk. Karen said, "Giddy up." She'd go a little faster. Whoa, she'd go a little slower. Whoa, she would stop. It was awesome. Susie was broken. You could ride Susie. She was amazing. Then Karen's sister Sue got to go for a ride. Then Doug got to go for a ride. Then it was Duke's turn to go for a ride. Little Duke was kind of nervous because he remembered, you know who, Spot. And Little Duke got to go for a ride on Susie. It was the awesomest thing Little Duke ever did in his whole life. It was amazing. Susie was broken. She was kind. She loved the kids. She'd go really slow and gentle for a little kid so they wouldn't get hurt. But Susie'd go pretty fast for the big kids. If they wanted to go fast, she could take them for a thrill ride. Well, in the summertime, it got real hot and the grass kind of dried up. All the kids would come up to Karen's house and Sue's house, go out and pick the green grass in the shade and bring it over for Susie. It was like a Susie pony party every day. They would bring sugar cubes and apples for Susie. She loved it. They would ride Susie every day, sometimes with a saddle. Most of the time they wouldn't. Susie would just stand there. They'd grab hold of her mane. That had to hurt. She just kind of let them do it anyway. Plop up on Susie's back, giddy up, and she would go. They rode her bareback. Sometimes in the summer, it got really hot. The boys and girls would get out the garden hose. Susie loved the garden hose to spray the cool water on her on a hot day. They'd bring her fresh grass, sugar cubes, and apples. And the girls would braid her mane and put little bows in it and all that. You know how girls all want everything to be so pretty. But Susie was awesome. Well, one day, Little Duke got to take Susie for a big, long ride, not just around the pasture, not just around the yard, but down the road. They crossed the creek. They headed up the lane, and Little Duke is riding Susie. He looks off to the left. He sees a big, white farmhouse. Behind the farmhouse was a white barn. Around the barn was a pasture. In the middle of the pasture was a tree. Standing underneath the tree, I bet you can guess who it was. Yep, it was Spot. Spot looked up and saw Little Duke riding Susie. And Spot said in horsey talk, "Look, it's that stupid kid. I hate that kid. Look at that other horse. She's so dumb. She's letting those kids ride her." And Spot looked and saw Susie and Duke, and he was mad. And Little Duke looked over, and he saw Spot, and he didn't like Spot one single bit. And then Little Duke looked down and saw Susie. He petted her neck and her mane. Little Duke looked over and saw Spot again. And Little Duke looked down and petted Susie again. And Little Duke
kind of learned his lesson. He looked at Spot. Nobody liked Spot. Spot never got to go outside the pasture. Nobody would take him for a ride across the fields. He never got a drink out of the pond. He never got to ride through the creek. Spot just sat and stood underneath the same tree, in the same pasture, by the same barn every day. Spot thought he was so awesome, and little Duke kind of felt sorry for Spot. Spot didn't have any friends. Nobody even liked Spot. It was so sad. He was big, he was strong, and he was fast. But what good is that if you're not broken? Susie. Everybody liked Susie. She was so awesome. She was kind. You didn't have to tie her down. She was smart. She wouldn't go out and play and run in the street, in the road where the cars could hit her. She was really smart. When you called Susie, she would come. When you wanted to ride Susie, she would stand there. She would listen. She was so nice. And little Duke looked over and he saw Spot. And he looked down and he saw Susie. And little Duke kind of learned a lesson. And it wasn't a little lesson. It was a big lesson. Little Duke saw Spot and he thought, oh my goodness, a lot of times I act like Spot. I don't listen to my mom and dad like I should. I get in trouble at school because I'm trying to be silly and make everybody laugh, and I disobey the teacher and I get in trouble. I don't think I'm broken like Susie is. And little Duke saw Spot and he kind of felt sorry for him. And little Duke thought, I don't want to be like Spot. I want to be broken like Susie. So sitting up on top of Susie, little Duke said a prayer. Dear Lord, I think I learned a lesson today. I don't want to be like Spot. He's not broken. He doesn't listen. He thinks he's so awesome, but he's really not awesome at all. It's really sad. I don't want to be like Spot. I want to be like Susie. I want to be broken. I want to obey my mom and dad. I don't want to get in trouble at school. I want to be nice like Susie so everybody will love me too. And so that's the day little Duke learned another big lesson. You got to be broken. You got to listen when the Lord speaks. If you're smart, if you're broken, you'll listen to him. And that will keep you out of a lot of trouble. The end. Hope you learned your lesson too. Hey, thanks for joining me again for the adventures of little Duke. Hope it's a blessing. Share it with your kids. Share it with your grandkids. Kids, take it to school. Let it be a blessing. Hey, love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming back. Hope you're ready. God bless and goodbye.